Carl, 46-16 defeat over in Newcastle yesterday. Pre-season looking a little bit bad on the results wise, but what did you get yesterday, and what have we got from pre-season so far?
We've got match time. That's about it. You know, obviously it hasn't gone to plan, but you know, I'd rather have this patch now than in the middle of the season. But you know, we're just not good enough at the minute.
You mentioned that you need to get it right. It is a big game next week in the derby, but will you be playing? You know, obviously, you don't know your squad, but you know, do you know how many will be playing? Will you be playing with a 17 like you did at Barrow, or?
Yeah, it'll be a 17-18. All depending on people, how they pull up and the fitness. You know, I watched the video back last night, and it's gonna be hard picking a team this week, because you know, a lot of people probably won't want on the shirt, but.
You mentioned they're turning things around as a group. We've seen there Stephen Fox, he resigned early in the week, he played again yesterday. There was debuts for Lewis Brown, Johnny Scott. Is there any more to come? I know, you know, we've said that this is the squad that's settled, but now that it's pre-season maybe hasn't gone to plan, are you looking again in the market? Looking ahead to next Sunday, a week today, it is the town game. It's a big one in for the fans, but is it more the how you play that matters rather than the result?
I'll take a 1-0 win now, if you offered it me. It's not a friendly. It's obviously it's a derby. You know, we won't be treating it as a far friendly. Our competitiveness starts this week. It's a must-win game. In my opinion, obviously I know we can't afford to lose, but no one wants to lose, and you know, we'll be going in there with that attitude. It's a must-win game on our behalf.
So what can you do early in this week? What will you be doing in training? Will you be obviously having the video sessions, but what will you be focusing on in training?
Well, we've conceded 40 points in 3 weeks, so you know, we'll be in the wrestle pit early on, and then we'll fine-tune our attack later on in the week.
You're scoring more points as the game goes by. Is your attacking anything to worry about, or is it mainly the defence that you need to be focusing on at the moment?
No, it's the defence. I think, you know, I did the stats late last night, and the amount of missed tackles, and you should concede that in a month, never mind in 80 minutes. Our attack is when we get in the right positions and we execute well, you know, we score points. And that is just a matter of time. It's all the timings, people being in the right positions, everyone's learning. You know, we've got lads from amateur, different clubs that have been there for a long time. Everything with attack, it's just fine-tuning and getting it right over the weeks. But the defence, is, for me, is more of an attitude thing. And, you know, we're not doing that right.
Well, mate, thanks for speaking to me. It's always hard, especially the day after the game. And I know it's early on a Sunday morning, so very thanks for speaking to me. Good luck with training this week and good luck at Workington.
No, I'd just like to say the fans that travel down to Newcastle, the players will be refunding their tickets.
Right, mate, well, that's a great gesture, and I'm sure it'll be...
No, they shouldn't be paying to watch that, so, you know, if any fans win the game and get in touch with me or the club, Wednesday onwards, they'll be refunded.
Right, mate, well, that's a great gesture, and I'm sure it'll be welcomed by the fans, whether they want to take it or not, it's a different matter, but that'll be a decision for them.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Paul. Thank you.